At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio.
Hello?
How you doing?
Ready to be a Minnesota Viking?
Let's get it. Oh my gosh, I work for this, man.
Welcome to season 3 of Drafted. I'm Steven Johnson, and we're back with the 2021 NFL Draft.
Let's go! Let's go!
This season, we're following 6 elite college football players as they make the leap from campus to their new NFL teams and cities. In these 10 episodes, we'll hear firsthand personal experiences from behind the scenes at one of history's most unique NFL drafts. In person, in Cleveland, and at home and in living rooms, and even in cabins, all across the country.
We Airbnb'd a cabin up in Big Bear, right off the lake.
I called Kelton and he's like, hey, I'm about to be there. What door do I come in? Well, there's 10,000 people in front of the door, so I have no idea.
This is a once in a lifetime. Like, literally, this is never, ever going to happen again.
You know, I only have one shot.
We'll hear from the players, their friends, family, coaches, teammates, and agents at Clutch Sports Group, including Clutch Sports founder and CEO, Rich Paul.
My kids ask me, are we flying commercial or private now? And I'm like, where are y'all getting this stuff from? We're taking Delta.
From the college football season to the scouting process to the draft itself, this year was anything but business as usual.
'20 obviously made everyone adapt.
You got to understand, this has been a weird year. I mean, you're doing interviews over Zoom. Most people only have like first round grades on like 16 prospects. It's 30 picks in the first round. So there's just so much uncertainty with prospects.
Even with tens of thousands of fans in Cleveland for the draft, only 13 players attended in person this year, one of whom is Devontae Smith, wide receiver from the University of Alabama.
I'm a black hat on.
Black gonna go. It'll go.
With the blue jeans, the black vest. That one, nah. What size? This is large. See, we got to see the medium.
Devontae had one of the indisputably greatest seasons in college football history. He won the Heisman Trophy, the national championship, the MVP of the title game, and was named the Associated Press Player of the Year, along with almost every other award available to players at his position. Now, as the most decorated wide receiver in 30 years waits to find out his future, he shops for pants and some t-shirts at the mall in Cleveland.
I can try it.
Yeah, I got a white shirt.
I got a pack of white tees.
What size?
Might be mediums. Because I only wear my white tees fresh out the pack one time. Other than that, if I'm wearing it, it's going to be under another shirt. Come on, man. I think I might go that large, though, for real.
Gaudy stats and a trophy case full of awards still don't fully explain how dominant Devontae was this season. He was named the most valuable player of the championship game against Ohio State, setting records for catches and touchdowns, despite only playing about half of the game. ESPN's Chris Fowler summed it up during the championship.
Touchdown! Devontae Smith cannot be stopped. A truly special performance by the Heisman Trophy winner. Three touchdowns in the first half.
And despite Devontae's awe-inspiring performance throughout the entire year, NFL scouts and draft analysts only want to talk about the one question he's asking himself right now. Can he really fit into a medium?
That medium or the large?
What you just had on?
Medium.
Devontae is listed at 6 foot even and 170 pounds. And for a variety of reasons, those are the only numbers NFL teams seem to care about when discussing his draft prospects. Not the 117 catches last year for over 1,800 yards and 23 touchdowns, or the nearly 4,000 yards receiving and 46 touchdowns he piled up over his college career. Teams openly question how good he'll be as a pro because they don't think he's big enough. In other words, they think you can't be a great receiver in the NFL unless you wear a large or an extra large. So, as Devontae gets back to his hotel, he constantly has to watch and listen to news stories like these on his phone.
Smith and the conversation about him is his weight being a buck 66 and whether that automatically discounts him from being drafted in the top 10.
There's a difference between size and build.
Devontae isn't surprised by the doubters, even though he personally caught more touchdowns over the season than the entire Ohio State team, which finished second behind Alabama this past year. Being questioned about his size is nothing new for a guy nicknamed the Slim Reaper. Here's his mom, Christina Smith-Silve, elaborating.
He was always a little small, scrawny little kid. But as he went on, eighth grade football started to be more of a challenge for him. All of the guys were like bigger than him. So they, I'm not going to say they intimidated him, but it was a challenge. It was a challenge.
He wasn't just smaller than the other guys. He was tiny in high school. Here's Vincent Sanders, his longtime mentor, barber, and close family friend.
He's like 121. So my freshman year, he's like 121. You're 120-something pounds, man. And you get hit and bah, ball hit that man. Hey, painful. You know what I'm saying? So you're like, I'm small. That's what you get. You know, and so many people are like, oh, man, you're small. You sure you don't let your son be out? So it's sinking in his head, too. Same way, you know, people talking about it. He's a kid. You know, your job as a kid is to respect adults. So you're listening to what they're saying. And if a group of adults say, man, you small, man, you're going to start believing.
His mom, Christina, again.
Everybody talking about, you know, his weight, everyone doubting him. He tried not to let that get to him mentally. But as a mother, you know, I know that got to him. But I think that pushed him just trying to live up to that standard, just live up to, you know, I may be small, but I have the heart of a lion.
He wasn't just the smallest guy in the football team either. He was the smallest guy in almost every sport he played, in almost every setting he played in.
He was the smallest guy in the neighborhood, and he always wanted to play with the older guys. And if they didn't pick him, he would get mad and take his basketball or football, and then that would cause a little scuffle. But yeah, he would get into a few scuffles every now and then. That mouth sometimes would get him.
I never back down for nobody. I don't care who you are, how old you is.
This is Devontae.
I've always been scrappy. Like, I stayed in fights. When I was young, I was a troublemaker. I mean, I stayed in trouble and things like that.
Growing up in Amite, Louisiana, a rural town of about 4,000, he constantly played pickup basketball games at the neighborhood park near his house, often with older kids and his older cousins. Here's Vincent Sanders again on those neighborhood games.
because he was the best at his age. So he was like, the competition at his age wasn't competition. So he come out there with the big boys. You know what I'm saying? So you might have somebody out there 35 years old that played college ball. So know what they doing. We're talking grown men out there, his uncles and cousins. They ain't taking it easy on him. He drive the lane, boom, and they like 6'3", 6'4". Here you are, 5'7", coming through the lane. Hey, they going to give you what you're looking for. They give him that elbow. We don't want to hear all that crying. Get up. You ain't hurt. You just bruise up a little bit. Get up. Let's go. So he, you know, him doing that, and they nobody taking it easy on him. He tough. He built for tough, as they say. Tough mentally and physically. So even though his whole life,
people felt that like I was little, so like they can take advantage of me. That's why I stayed fighting, because I always like show people like, nah, I ain't the one to bully. So like, you gonna come over here messing with me, now we gotta fight. It was just like, around here, it was just like, fight for your respect. If you just let them keep doing it, they gonna do it. But once you fight, they gonna respect it. It was one time, my older cousin, I had this dude at the park, just like, kept messing with me. Like, he told me straight, he was like, either you gonna fight him or you gonna fight me. So I fought the other dude and just left it at that.
Yeah, he did get bullied a little bit.
This is Devontae's mom, Christina, once again.
But I think it helped him. You know, he knew that he was the smallest kid, but he was determined to play with the bigger kids. So I think that kind of helped shape him and mold him into the person that he is today. I may be the smallest, but hey, I have the heart. I have the drive. I'm gonna stick with it. I want to play. So, you know, I think it did help him at, you know, some aspects of his life.
We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Every family has skeletons in their closet. Mine certainly does. Ones that go back 100 years and reach thousands of miles back to our hometown in Sicily. Ever since I can remember, my relatives told the story of my great-great-grandmother who was killed by the mafia. I'm Joe Piazza, and in my new podcast, I'm taking on a generational vendetta, visiting the scene of the crime, confronting mafia experts, tracking down Italian officials, and even consulting mediums to set the record straight on my great-great-grandmother's mysterious disappearance. And in between the fact-finding missions, I'll be drinking a lot of wine and eating all of the pasta. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Devontae and a member of his team at Clutch Sports, Garmay Mamalu, ride back to the hotel in Cleveland. They're on their way to a jersey signing with another football legend.
Do you have like a 10 or 15 minute window to do the Today Show?
Yeah, I guess.
Film it today, it'll run tomorrow. Yeah, that's what I just told Chantel. So,
what's the Today Show?
Like, what is it?
Yeah.
It's a morning show.
Built in downtown?
Yep. Okay.
It's It's a good morning show. It's on.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah.
I think I know.
This, you've seen it.
Oh, yeah.
For an introverted guy who might not know what the Today Show is, Devante's life is about to become completely unrecognizable.
I'm quiet. I don't like going out. I'm to myself, like, play sports, work out, grind. So it was just like, that's what I was around, and that's all I could do. So that's why it's just been what I do.
Like his stature, his quiet, humble confidence is easy to overlook in a sport full of bigger players and larger-than-life personalities, especially in a media climate built on shocking or controversial soundbites. Here's his mom, Christina, again.
He's not the kid that wants to go out to different parties or whatever. He didn't do that in college. He didn't go to, you know, parties or nothing like that. You know, he was more of practice, get something to eat, go back to the apartment. He doesn't think that the recognition is necessary. Like I tell him, it's nothing wrong with being recognized. They want to recognize you for your performance, which you have done. But with him, it's more of he likes to stay in the background. He really doesn't like all of the attention. But I told him, when you do great things, you get the attention. You know, it's nothing wrong with that.
Devante and Garme arrive back at the hotel and head upstairs, where they meet former Heisman Trophy winner and University of Michigan great, Desmond Howard. He was the last wide receiver to win the award before Devante.
What's going on? Hey,
good.
Good
to see you, man. I'm good. How about you?
Good.
Gabe, I was going to text you.
Oh, good to see you, man. Yeah, nice to meet you. Appreciate you.
On a photo-wise,
how's everything with you, man?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You guys had a meeting with Roger?
Yeah, I had a false positive, so I wasn't in though.
Oh, okay. All right. You good now?
Yeah, I'm straight.
Devante was supposed to meet Roger Goodell in person that morning, but his COVID test came up positive. He had to retest twice, and by the time he got the two accurate negatives, he'd missed the meeting. This is part of the unique challenge for the 13 players in Cleveland, and for the NFL in hosting its first ever hybrid, in-person, and virtual draft.
So, I think you should probably get a picture of a sign of mine,
you
know what I'm saying?
Yep. You got them all?
Like that, huh?
You got them
all? Yeah, I got one. So, how you want to do it? You want to sign at the same time? Or you sign my
picture? You can go first. Whatever you want to put on there.
They're talking about what message to write on the jerseys. Though, for Devante, this meeting signifies something much bigger than swapping memorabilia. Howard played 11 NFL seasons, made a Pro Bowl, and was the MVP of Super Bowl 31. He still holds the record for the longest return in Super Bowl history. And he did all of this at 5'10" and 185 pounds. A few inches shorter and only around 10 pounds heavier than Devante. Like Marvin Harrison, Antonio Brown, and DeSean Jackson, Desmond Howard is proof small receivers can still be stars in the NFL. Here's Devante on that comparison.
It's a blessing to be compared to him just with everything that he's done, and he's done everything right. So, I mean, I'm trying to get where he is right now, so I'm for sure dig into some of his film, take some of the stuff out of his toolbox that he has.
Remember when we did the Zoom when I had my son?
Yeah.
I got the twin boys. So I just always try to collect these for them. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Yeah. So this is perfect. This is all they need. My man, get out your hair.
Hey, appreciate it.
Congratulations, Slim.
Appreciate it.
Best of luck, man.
Appreciate it.
For sure. No,
appreciate you coming by, bro.
Hey, thanks for making it happen. Yes, sir. Yeah. Good night, enjoy your hair. Hey, at the very least, enjoy yourself. This is a celebration. A lot of people in this position.
For sure, man. Yeah, for real.
Like Desmond Howard says, not many people are ever in the position Devante finds himself in now. 24 hours from the NFL draft, exchanging jerseys with other Heisman Trophy winners, booking morning show appearances, on the cusp of his dreams coming true, and tens of millions of dollars heading his way. Not many people get here, regardless of where they come from. Even fewer arrive at this moment from towns as small and remote as Amite, Louisiana. Here's Devante on how his small-town upbringing shaped his worldview.
ain't me, that ain't nothing to do. So I feel like it's molded me. I mean, biggest throw you guys to Walmart. You got to win Dixie. I mean, that's pretty much it. You got a couple fast food places, Sonic, McDonald's, stuff like that. But I mean, it ain't nothing to do and they meet outside of a lot of sports and stuff like that. But I was by my pops a lot too. So like when I'm home at a meet, it's like sports. When I'm out there by my pops, it's like we in the woods. I had the best of both worlds, just being like exploring nature and stuff like that by my pops. Like we killing squirrels and stuff like that. Like we shooting squirrels just playing around in the woods and stuff like that.
Devontae's parents were no longer together and he spent most weekends staying with his dad. One specific memory in the Louisiana Bayou stands out. Back when he was barely a teenager, playing in the woods with his cousins.
I was probably like 12, 13, and like it was raining. By my pops, it's like a creek. So like when it rains, like it floods a lot. So we was deep in the woods. Like this is the first time and last time we ever went by the creek. Never been back there again. So it's pouring down raining. Water is like knee high. And like when you first get into it, you don't see how flooded it is. So like you walking for a good little minute and then it's like all of a sudden just get flooded. And we just see how high the water is. And then like we just started hearing stuff. My older cousin, he like, what's that? I'm like, I don't hear nothing. He's like, man, that's the sound of a hog. I know the sound of a hog.
Feral hogs in Louisiana can weigh over 500 pounds and can grow 4 to 5 inch long tusks, along with sharp pointed teeth that look like fangs. This is what Devontae and his cousins think they were hearing nearby in the flooded bayou.
So we go to looking and then like we see it. So like everybody don't move, everybody just sit there. So like we was just sitting there, the hog was just sitting there. He was like, we can't sit here forever, we gotta make a move. So only thing in my mind was, you outrun one person, you know you gonna be good. Now the last person, that's up to you what happened with you at that hog. So it was just like, on the count of three, everybody take off running. Nobody knew we was at, because like it's flooded now, so like it's no tracks to show you where you're going back to. So it was just like, just run. Everybody follow somebody and just hope that we end up getting somewhere. So we take off running. I wasn't looking back, but I know for sure I wasn't the last one. I wasn't going to get caught.
Running for your life from a giant wild hog in a swamp may not directly translate into developing NFL-ready speed, but it sure doesn't hurt. It's another example of the smallest guy always making sure he never got caught. Because Devontae spent his entire youth fighting or fleeing bullies on the playground, the would-be tacklers on the gridiron, and wild animals in the woods. There's a reason his coach, Nick Saban, said he competes as well, pound for pound, as anybody that I've ever had the chance to coach. Tell me how many receivers are tougher than he is, that block better, that play more physical than he does. That's high praise coming from the most successful coach in college football history. The question is, will NFL teams be able to look past the size of his jersey and focus on what's underneath it instead? We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I never thought I'd take my three young kids to Sicily to solve a century-old mystery, but that's what I'm doing in my new podcast, The Sicilian Inheritance. Join us as we travel thousands of miles on the beautiful and crazy island of Sicily, as I trace my roots back through a mystery for the ages and untangle clues within my family's origin story, which has morphed like a game of telephone through the generations. Was our family matriarch killed in a land deal gone wrong? Or was it by the Sicilian Mafia? A lover's quarrel? Or was she, as my father believed, a witch? Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Becoming the Devontae Smith who is talked about as a top pick in the 2021 NFL Draft didn't happen by chance. Not when you're the smallest kid who everyone doubts. He had to turn that 120-pound high school freshman into the most dominant player in college football. Here's Clutch Sports founder and CEO Rich Paul, describing what he saw when meeting Devontae in Los Angeles for the first time.
When I met Devontae for the first time, I knew it. I asked him, I said, you know, what do you want to do? Devontae, you want to go? You know, we was in L.A. No, is there anything we can help you with, get you? You want to see something? He says, no, I'm good, bro. We take the meeting. I'm good. Maybe we'll get something to eat. Didn't do a ton of shopping. Didn't want to go look at no cars, anything like that. It was just like, not that it's anything wrong with any of that. He just didn't have no interest. And I was like, oh, he's serious about football. He is serious about football, which I love, which is why it was so good.
Here's his mom, Christina, again, describing when her son's determination grew, even if the rest of his frame didn't keep up.
I knew the talent was there early on, but his sophomore year in high school is when I knew that Devontae had what it took. He had the work ethic. He had the drive, the determination. He's always wanted to play in the NFL. That's always been a dream of his. But I really saw it his sophomore year in high school. We live right next to a park. So he would get up and he would go to the park and run. He had the cones. He had the cape to put on to help him with his speed. It was like he had whatever he needed to try to get himself better. He did it.
He did drills in the park before school, practiced and lifted weights after school, and even developed a routine during the day.
I had a time on my phone for like every hour, do 30 push-ups. So like I'd be in class and like the time would go off. Like I'd just do something. And then it'd just be like, teachers would be like, you can't be having your phone going off. But this is how I got away with it. It was like every class is only 45 minutes at the most. So it's only gonna ring once in every class. Like you can't report me for doing push-ups. So it was just like, it's nothing you can do besides tell me like, get up and stop doing it. So, but by the time you do that, I've been done with 30 already. So every time it rings, I just be like, my fault, I didn't know. And then I just do the push-ups and be like, I ain't gotta worry about it until next class. When it first started, they was like, what are you doing? What are you doing push-ups for? And I just be like, oh, I just had to do them real quick. And then like, it got to a point like everybody, they knew like that was a consistent thing. So they was just like, just let them do it. Just let them go and get it out the way.
He was so consistent with his mid-class push-ups. Teachers and students all grew accustomed to his alarm going off, him dropping and doing 30, and then going right back to the Pythagorean theorem and the Lord of the Flies. And while he honed his body throughout high school, he also had to develop his killer instinct, even if that meant learning to be more selfish in the final moments of his high school team's playoff basketball game.
10 seconds left, we down one. And everybody wanted me to take the shot, but like trapped me. I had a screen set. As soon as the screen came, like they trapped me and like someone's wide open. So like I passed it and he didn't shoot it. He passed again. Then like my best friend had shot the ball. He missed. And then he came to me and he was like, man, I don't care if it was five people on you. You know you're supposed to take that last shot. And then I was like, that stuck with me. And I was just like, all right, like forget trying to give it to the old person. Like crunch time, I don't care how many people on me, I want to be in that moment. Like, and that stuck with me since then. They're like, five people on me, they double me, and he still say like, you know that's your shot. Cause like, that's what everybody expect from me. If we had a huddle right now, and everybody said, who's taking the last shot? Everybody gonna say you, just because like, that's what you do. So it was just like, that moment always stick with me. I never let nothing else happen like that again. Game on the line, I'm telling you right now, give me the ball. I ain't trying to hear what nobody else got to say. Throw me the ball.
The very next year, this lesson came into play with a different ball on a different field and on a much, much bigger stage. It's the 2017-2018 college football season, and Devontae is a freshman receiver at Alabama, playing behind multiple future first-round draft picks at wide receiver. The team makes it to the national championship game against the Georgia Bulldogs, and Georgia takes it to the Crimson Tide in the first half. Alabama is down 13-0 as they go into the locker room for halftime.
So freshman year, we in the game and stuff just wasn't going our way. So we get to halftime, everybody in the locker room like, man, y'all need to get this shit together. And like, you can feel the energy of like, one person say the wrong thing, somebody gonna get punched. The older guys, they didn't play that. It was just like, if you wasn't listening, like, y'all start fighting, because that's just how they was. Like, either you gonna listen or somebody gonna beat you up. It's like everybody just sitting there just listening to them talk. And it was just, we been here before. Like, this ain't nothing new, this is what we do.
Alabama had played in two previous championship games before this one. So as Devontae said, this is what they do. And this time around, the team makes one huge change at halftime. Coach Nick Saban decides to sit his starting quarterback and bring in a rookie quarterback by the name of Tua Tagovailoa.
So it was just like change, like second half, like switch. And like everything just started going our way. Everybody just started battling back.
Alabama ties the game and sends it into overtime. In college overtime, both teams get the ball at least once, so they each have a chance to score.
We went to overtime, like, you could tell that, like, we was ready, because you go out there for, like, the coin toss, all of them kept their helmets on, and people from Georgia didn't have it on, so, like, when they came back, they was like, man, they ain't ready. They ain't even got their helmets on. Like, they don't want no more.
Something as small as the Georgia players not putting their helmets back on for the coin toss was all Devontae and his teammates needed to see. Like sharks moving in for the kill, they could smell the blood. That killer instinct was kicking in. Overtime begins, and Georgia receives the ball first. They kick a field goal, putting them up 3 points. Now Alabama gets the ball. If they don't score, they lose. If they kick a field goal, it goes into double overtime. And if they score a touchdown, they win the national championship. After the Alabama quarterback takes a brutal sack on their first play, it's suddenly second and 26 from the 41-yard line. Alabama needs to do something drastic.
I always been ready for moments like that. Like, that's moments that, like, I want to be in that position. So it was just like, we go back to the huddle. We kind of get the play, and I'm like, give me a chance. And, like, I didn't think he was going to throw it to me. I thought he was going to look at me and just be like, all right, whatever, man. But, I mean, he threw it.
Fires to the end zone. Touchdown! Alabama wins! To true freshman, Tagovailoa, to Devontae Smith. Alabama breaks Georgia hearts.
Devontae catches the walk-off, game-winning touchdown in the national championship as a true freshman. Five other receivers on that Alabama team are playing in the NFL right now. Three were first-round draft picks, but it's the 159-pound freshman who catches the game winner, completely untouched, straight out of a Disney movie. Here's Vincent Sanders on that life-changing moment.
Remember when he caught the game and won the national championship as a freshman? When I went up to him, was like, hey, man, you caught you. He was like, damn, man, man. I missed a block on such and such play. I was like, what? You caught the pass that won the game. And you said, man, on that play, if I'd have done it. Like, what the hell is wrong with this kid? He was mad because he messed up on a play prior to that. And he was upset with himself. I mean, he was sitting there with his head and all like, man. Like, come on, dude, be excited. And I think I said something to him, and like, man, stop worrying about it. I think his reply was, maybe we could have scored on that play. And then we wouldn't have had to go to overtime or whatever.
His mom, Christina, once again.
So, yeah, when we did get to see him, I was like, oh, babe, you caught the game. Win a touchdown. And it was like, yeah. And he just said that he didn't do something on one of the plays. And I was like, Devontae, do you realize you just called the... Yeah, mama. I know. It was just like no big deal to him. It was just another catch. So, I mean, that's him. He always wants to try to get it right.
I tell people this all the time. Every 15 years, you get this. Michael Jordan, 15 years. Kobe, 15 years. LeBron, 15 years. You start off with Lynn Swann, 15 years. Jerry Rice, you go Randy Moss, 10 to 15 years. Devontae Smith. You get them. Every once in a while, we get them. That's the difference from an NFL player and a Hall of Fame. Because you got people in the NFL that go to the Pro Bowl, do great, make lots of money, but they don't go to the Hall of Fame. Devontae Smith wants that gold jacket.
In one more day, all the college accolades will mean nothing. And the next chapter of Devontae Smith's football story will begin. He isn't worried about the teams thinking he's too small or doubting his ability to play at the next level. He's not interested in making TV appearances or driving fancy cars or eating five-star dinners. The only thing he cares about is getting a chance to play against the bigger, older kids at the neighborhood park to show everyone it doesn't matter how much you weigh or what size jersey you wear. In Devontae's mind, the drills at the park before school, the push-ups during class, the missed block in the game he already won. That's the important stuff. Everything outside of football is just a distraction.
That's just how I am. The stuff that excites other people, it don't excite me. I'm just like, I'm different. This is just how I am.
Coming up this season on Drafted.
19 years of throwing the football, almost 20, and he's coming down to a 2021 draft.
Hope I don't go out here and get my ass whooped on national TV.
And they're like, did they even call you? And I was like, yeah, they called me like 10 minutes ago.
If you love football this much and you love money that much, then you got a chance to play a lot of football and make a lot of money.
He's like, you just popped for COVID. You tested positive. And I was like, what? And he's like, yeah, you need to go home right now. Like right now.
I was trying not to cry. All them people trying to cry around me.
Talking about, yeah, we picked homeboy. But he's like, but we still want you.
Took that mic off and ran upstairs. I was hot.
Come on, call my phone, somebody. Somebody call my phone.
Drafted is a production of Treefort Media, Clutch Sports Group, and iHeartRadio. The executive producers are Kelly Garner, Lisa Ammerman, Eric Salat, Eric Weiner, and Sean Titone. The series is produced and written by Eric Weiner. Garme Mamalu is our coordinating producer. Coral Silverberg is our associate producer. Tom Monahan is our senior audio engineer. The show is mixed, edited, and hosted by me, Stephen Johnson. Additional production help from Tim Schauer and Haley Mandelberg. For transcripts of the show and more information on Drafted, go to treefort.fm. And for more podcasts from iHeart, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.